The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with The Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Yeah, good morning. It's 99 to Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. We are looking at a Tuesday. And my God, if it's not, maybe it's me, but like, if I peer around the corner, Sandy, and look out the front door of the radio station, it looks like the sun is just starting to come out. Like, it's like getting lighter earlier. I love it.
I love it.
Yay. And it's going to be, 56 degrees today? No, oh my God. At one point around 9 o'clock yesterday, it was snowing so hard. I'm like, what? Stop it.
It's so bad. It's like, and this is for me, and I don't know if anyone else would say this, but this is like ugly month for me. It's just ugly month because I don't know, weather like changes like our moods, right? Because it's so frustrating. And I think it like exterior, everything, my whole body, every cell of my body just is so frustrated and ugly. I don't know. I always get in a funk this month.
It's April. I mean, come on now. Come on. I know it snowed in June before, but like it's April now. March is the Scrabble, reboot month where everything changes and like have a nice day. But now
March,
we're in April.
Right.
Come on. Now come on.
Right. April. No, we're at the end of April.
April 21st.
This is May. We're pretty much in May.
Oh, I know. A week from Friday is May Day, 1st of May. And speaking of the 1st of May, we've got tickets to go see the M80s today, a couple pair of those. And they're like, they're like the world's largest 80s. I wanted to host that, but I can't. I hosted it last year, and it was awesome. I mean, it was such a great party.
I mean, they know how to party. That defines who we are here on The Buzz.
It actually, absolutely. And how about Lou Gramm? Lou Gramm's announced a concert. We got tickets to give to go see him at Kodak Center and more stuff at Del Lago called Hairballs. Balls to the wall tour.
Every time you say it.
All I can think of is like the curtain opens and there's a bunch of cats going...
That's what you're thinking? Oh. I don't know if anyone else is thinking that, but
Cats. Just a bunch of cats hacking up hairballs. Yes.
That's better than what I was thinking, so let's go with that.
Okay.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Welcome to Tuesday. It is the 21st, and we are ready to go on this cold start. It's like 28 degrees. But it's going to get 56 degrees today. That's good. And I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters. Artificial intelligence is everywhere these days. It's been around, but, last couple of years, like AI. Remember that one lady from the government administration called it A1? Wasn't she the Secretary of Education or something like that? A1 is going to be really big. Anyway, my wife has hopped on the artificial intelligence thing, and I know you love your chatty, you call it, right? ChatGPT. Mm.
It's my little, yeah. I don't utilize it as much as I know a lot of people do. And it does terrify me that AI will take over the world.
Well, good. I can't wait for it because I saw a report from this a really geeky, nerdy scientist guy who knows his stuff. And I saw it last night and I couldn't stop thinking about it. By the year 2032, right? About 5 or 6 years from now, anybody who's in, you know, pretty decent health, doesn't matter what age, even if you're a senior citizen, your health, I don't know what you call it, ness, health, you know, wealth, healthiness, is going to start going. Like,
what do you call it? Ask Chatty.
I know.
What word am I looking for?
Your health will become, yeah. You're going to basically start to get younger. Like, it will. We'll have enough cures and whatever.
In 5 years?
Five, six, by 2032.
No way.
Hold on. It's a gradual scale. It's a gradual scale. It's not like it's going to be like this. But by 2032, you're literally going to out-biology yourself. And you will actually, you can maintain, like they say, they don't say you're going to live forever, but you're going to start getting younger.
We're not going to have enough room on this planet.
I know.
We better get going with inhabiting a moon over there.
Well, there actually is a people shortage, so we're good on that. And then by 2040.
Is there really a people shortage?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll get to that in a second. But now, by 2040, just like pacemakers or like cochlear implants, you know, for hearing.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. They're going to have nanobots that are going down to the molecular size, like the size of your cell, that will eventually deliver medicine directly to the source. Also, it'll drill out your arteries that are clogged. They'll talk to each other. Eventually,
okay, that's the cool side of AI. But I have also heard just equally as geeky people, like, terrified that it's like all the head honchos of the AI are racing to get there first.
Yeah.
And the ending is a cliff. So we know we're going to fall off the cliff, but they're all running towards it anyhow because of their ego.
Yeah, like
that's what I heard the other side of it.
I wanted to get to the one final point, which is the whole reason I did this break, is because I find this so freaking fascinating that the nanobots, these tiny little dots that are robots, will eventually become integrated through your capillaries into your brain. And they will, when you ask a question of yourself, like, you, I wonder what it took to do da 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 da, it'll send the message to the cloud. The cloud will give the answer into your head.
That's messed up.
That's
awesome. That's not cool.
Why?
No.
Think of the ramifications of it. The positives of it, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's insanity. Now we are becoming robots. You said you want to become a robot. And who's controlling that cloud whateverness?
I don't know. A bunch of nerdy guys that run off cliffs.
Yeah. And then they can give you misinformation. Like, Chatty isn't 100% accurate. You know, we all know the strawberry test where you ask it how many R's are in strawberry, and then it spells it 1, 2, and then it says spell strawberry, and it gives you 3. It's like, it's
not. I've never heard of that. That's cool.
You have it?
No.
Yeah.
I just find it fascinating that any question you want to have answered, just think it and it'll go up to the cloud and pull it down. It's so cool.
That's so terrifying. So then,
well, you're half empty, I'm half full kind of guy. So as far as the glass of optimism.
There's just two sides of it.
Yeah, of course
there is a good side. I see that too, but there's also a very scary, dangerous side if it gets in the wrong hands.
Well, that's why we work so well together. You're always the pessimist, and I'm always the optimist.
I'm not the pessimist. I'm the realist.
Yes, you are.
I just said I love it, but
right.
It terrifies me.
I say I love it, and I just stop.
Well, just because you're oblivious. You're oblivious. That's what you are.
Isn't that a wonderful way to live?
Spizzano and Sandy. I was so excited when I found out about this because I'm probably the only person, but this is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents.
Yes.
Meet the Parents is now going to be another sequel. There's already 3.
Uh-huh.
So there's Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, and Little Fockers.
Little Fockers.
And now there's going to be a 4th one hitting theaters November 25th. Ben Stiller making a return.
Nice.
Robert De Niro making a return.
Nice.
With Ariana Grande joining the cast as the fiance of Greg's son.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The name of the movie is...
Wait, what's it called?
Focker-in-Law. Do you think they said, let's do another movie just because we want to come up with another creative title?
Just for the name. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so great.
Like, okay, so one, two, three, four. This will be the fourth one. So I think the fifth one will be...
Tweet the Fockers. Beat the Fockers.
Sweet. How about we're focked? Fuck off.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Okay. Focker is their last name, right?
Yes. It's the Beat the Parents. No, Beat the Fockers and Little Fockers.
It would be like Return of the Fockers. Revenge of the Fockers.
No, I think you're missing the point. I think you're missing the point of this. It's we've run out of fucking ideas.
Fockers ideas. The good, the bad, and the Fockers.
No, you're missing the funniness of it.
You want,
forget it.
I know the play on words we're doing.
Well, you're doing a horrible job of it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What am I better at the improv than you? That was horrible.
Sure, you did.
You looked it up. You
name.
Had Chatty help you, and Chatty did not help you.
No, he didn't. No.
No, he didn't. He failed.
Yeah.
Someone else, 818-2899. Play along. If there was another sequel to Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, Little Fockers. Now, Focker-in-Law, what comes next? Come on!
Maybe it should be about the mom. I can't say it. The story about the mom.
Sure.
Mother.
Mother. Yeah, that's good. Now you're onto something.
Yeah.
But their last name is Focker.
Yeah,
so
of course it is. Yeah, it'd be just, you know.
Mother Focker.
Yeah, that would be who she would be.
You can say that.
And that's
good. Now you're on it. Now you're catching on, my
where
friend.
Where do the Fockers live? Do they live at Schitt's Creek? Which is one of my favorite TV shows. Have you ever watched that?
No. See, now you're not very good at playing this game.
Yeah, but you can only do a few.
No, you can't. I got more to...
Go.
Okay.
Go.
Never mind.
Go.
Never mind. We're done here.
I want to hear him.
We're done here. Okay, coming up on the show...
No, we're not. Hold on. We got calls. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Alex.
It's the Grandfockers.
Oh, the grandfather.
There you go. See, Alex knows.
I got it now.
Isn't it amazing how Scott was so horrible at that?
Oh, stop it.
Well, he went straight into the puns versus the targeted puns.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He was missing the mark. He totally was missing the mark.
According to you. I still like Silence of the Fockers. That would be a good one.
No, that's not what we're doing here.
That would be a great pun to do if they were doing a Family Guy rip.
Exactly.
Right. We're not doing that.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay. Thank you for showing up, Alex. Can you be my co-host for the rest of the show?
Cool. I'm out. It's coming up on 628 and 98.9.
You'll have to do what Alex does for a living, which, if I remember correctly, it's something smart.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I'm here.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, how you doing? How many times have you ever said to somebody, God, it must be nice. It must be nice when you hear about stuff like this. It must be nice to be able to do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So here it brings up a great question. Tom Golisano did a press conference yesterday, and it brings up the great question of, are parents obligated to pass on their wealth to their children?
Must be nice.
Tom Golisano just invested $125 million to add three more hospitals to the Golisano Children's Alliance. You know how he's creating this network of hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and the goal is to share research, training, improve pediatric care across the country.
Yeah.
And we've always been superior at we are a medical community.
Oh, God,
it once was Kodak, now we're a medical community.
Yeah, we are.
So he added two in Ohio, one in Akron, one in Dayton, mm-hmm. and then one in South Dakota.
Nice.
So now that brings the total to 15 hospitals have this little collaboration.
It's like a network of hospitals, which is awesome.
And it's $125 million that he's like, yeah, you know what?
Pocket lint.
then it brought up the question. It brings up the question. First, do the ultra wealthy have a responsibility to give? If Tom Golisano has as much money as he has, would you, because the comments are always like, oh my God, he's such a great man. He's so giving. He's so giving. What if he didn't give? I mean, he worked hard for that money. What if he didn't give? Is there like this, you have to give, you become ultra wealthy?
You have to give your money away? I think it's more.
Is there
like
a responsibility, do you say?
To give it away, to do good things with it? It's almost necessary because, I mean, they don't tax the rich as much as they should, but like they still have to give it away if you don't put it towards something.
And you know, we all say that all the time, and I dug deeper on that, and there is some truth to it, but it's not like they're making a profit. They're still giving more than they're getting back.
Yeah, yeah.
What if, like, because you hear these really rich people,
like
Bill Gates, you hear, like, the Warren Buffetts, where they say it, like, I am going to give 90% of my money away or most of my money away and leave just a fraction to my kids. It's like, oh, ouch. Does that hurt or is that admirable?
Leaving nothing to your kids is kind of a Richard move. But, like, I mean, how much money do you really need for the rest of your life? Really? Really, really need? You're more money-minded than me. And what do you need to retire with these days?
I don't even know the answer to that question. I guess it depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to live.
Right. Well, it used to be $1 million, right? That was like the goal. I got to be a millionaire. Now it's like, let's say if you have $2 million, you can live, you know, decently for the rest of your life.
And that's it's the level of how extravagant you are. Like, how many trips do you want to take? Yeah. How many things do you want to buy?
Right, right.
How many dinners do you want to go on? That's where it comes down to. But if you, like, are you, I don't know, if your parents were really wealthy and they left you just like a sliver of their wealth, would you be offended or would you be like, okay, I get it?
I would not be offended.
I would. Are you serious?
Because it's not their, I mean, the best thing a parent can do is teach you how to make a ton of money and leave you a little, you know, leave you some.
Yeah, you know what? We say that. And yeah, there is some truth to that. And I get it.
I mean,
you don't want to, because Warren Buffett even has said, you know, his kids will get enough to do anything, but not enough to do nothing.
Right. That's awesome. So, yeah.
Right. Bill Gates says it's not a favor to leave your kids enormous sums of money. Like that Kevin dude on, you know, Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank says the same thing. I get it.
Yeah.
But
you want it.
Well, no, if my parents, and I tell them this all the time, you spend the money on yourself because you worked hard for it. If there's nothing left, then that's fine. I don't care. As long as you lived, you worked so hard, you were so frugal.
Don't limit yourself. Yeah, go for it.
But if you're doing handouts, hello, my hand is out.
There's a lot more hand to go out in the Golisano world,
if
I'm sure.
If you're getting it to someone else, wait a minute. You know, I should be first in line.
You know the Warren Buffett thing you mentioned? I saw a really cool thing of him yesterday, you mentioned it, where he goes, I paid, and without any remorse, $5 billion in taxes last year. And if the other 800 companies that have that kind of money out there all paid what they're supposed to pay for taxes, everybody in the United States would never have to pay taxes again, ever. Ever. Education would be free, healthcare would be free, and we'd never have to pay taxes again if those 800 companies just paid their due. I'm like, wow.
Well, awesome. Anyhow, so... Well, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know if it's like, I just could, because you're not playing along with my conversation. So you're either on my side and you agree, or you're too ashamed or too embarrassed to say
no. I don't really. I'd love $1 billion if my parents left it for me, but I don't expect it. They didn't leave me any money, so they're all gone. I would love it. Just enough to get along, but not enough to do nothing. You know, like to just live like a slob.
Because Tom Golisano has kids, right? I know he has a daughter,
so.
And I hear their family is so sweet. Like his daughter's family is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners reached out to us and said, right? Wasn't it? One of our listeners said they're such a good family.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if, are you listening right now? Are you okay with Dad giving away all this money? I mean, he is creating a legacy. It's kind of weird to say that, you know, you don't want him to.
It sounds to me like the mega rich people, there's always this layer of stress because of there's so much money. People are always asking you for it, or they look at you differently. Oh, you're so and so. Okay. Oh, yeah, he's rich. And then,
oh, you were like, so on to something, because under like, this, under the news. Under the news article of Tom Golisano giving, donating, investing $125 million on three more hospitals, there were so many comments that were like, hey, how about this? Or, hey, I'm running this not-for-profit. Oh, Tom, listen to me. I got this going on. So you're right. He probably gets hit up all the time.
You know, that's why you want to be an invisible mega wealthy person that nobody knows you have the money, because everybody's going to ask for it.
The Buzz.
Josh Allen, come on.
Yes, wearing all of his Sabres gear from head to toe, which was so cool. Josh Allen said something during the pre-draft news conference yesterday that caught my attention. And I'm wondering now if every Bills fan was thinking the same thing. And I should say, I'm going to add in there, if every mom was thinking the same thing.
Oh, okay, here's what he said.
Very excited. I do think this is going to be the best version of myself, you know, in all aspects, in my professional career and my personal life. It's such a blessing, and I've got an absolute rock star of a wife that's doing so many things right now, and allowing me to be here right now and be with my teammates. So yes, special times.
Ah, good for him.
Oh, you said rock star. Oh, Josh,
what?
I loved you until you said rock star.
Why?
Oh, I hate that. Anyone else bothered by that word, by rock star of a wife, which means she does everything and I'm doing nothing because I just play football. Oh, my God. I hate that.
I guess so.
You rock star. Don't ever call me a rock star.
That's one of my terms of endearment. That's one of my things, because I mean it.
I don't know why it bothers me. That is like... It's your way of making someone, I could totally be off the mark, but this is my viewpoint of rockstar. Whenever anyone says that, means that you are not picking up, you're not carrying your weight. So therefore, let's just slap a rockstar label on that person so they feel good about doing everything.
Okay, here's my take on when you call somebody a rockstar, because that's so jaded. Or maybe true in your world, okay? But my version of it is when I call you a rock star, it means to me that everybody loves you, you're popular, you do nothing wrong, and you're so very talented. That's
extreme. Like, everybody does something wrong. Like, everybody. Nobody's perfect. So rock star is kind of like the inflated, like... I don't know. I don't know why it bothers me. Okay,
let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that. That is the first thing that I latched onto, and I'm like, oh my God, who else is that? Like, okay. Rockstar just bothers me.
I gotcha.
The second thing is his whole, this is going to, and obviously he's referring to his new baby daughter. Mm-hmm. He's a girl dad now.
Yes.
Do we know the name of the baby yet? Mm-mm. I don't know, even know if I know the name of the baby.
Oh, no, I don't think they've said
anyhow,
it.
In referencing her, he was saying, this is going to bring out the best version of myself.
It will.
On every level.
It will.
But I question, will fans be upset if he misses some of those optional practices? Or, like, there's no way football can be his main priority anymore because he's got more responsibility.
I mean, we all deal with work-life balance, which is something he's going to experience. Up until now, it's just been about, mostly his
football.
Work. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But once you have, and especially a daughter, I've had boys, and now I have a daughter. It changes you to the point where you're like, who was I? This is awesome. And you find yourself doing more and less of the work and more of the life. And I think it's good. It's good
right
for
there.
Him.
It's less of the work, more of the life. So will Bills fan be upset if he has more bad games than good games?
Oh, bad games? Well, you can't blame it on having a baby. But you can excuse him from, for not doing the over-the-top ultimate, option everything everywhere all the time.
Oh, okay. So you don't see anything wrong with that. Do you
think
his teammates would be bothered by it? Because a lot of them have kids.
He's MVP, dude. He's the best you can get. He doesn't need I mean, he's going to stay at that level. I don't think he's going to digress.
But I'm talking about now, like, just bring it to our world. Uh-huh. If the MVP player on the team had kids and all of a sudden they don't show up as much as they used to because they have kids now, do you get mad at them?
No, you can't get mad at them because it'll probably happen to you. I think it happens to all of us in life.
There was a friend of mine who he used to, now he runs the NBA, but he used to run promotions for
the NFL. Runs the NBA?
The promotions.
Oh, Jesus.
Promotion. He used to run the promotions for the NFL. Now he runs promotions for the NBA. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, at the time where he was running the promotions for the NFL, he had a kid. Mm-hmm. And he had no choice. He had to leave his wife for 5 weeks with a newborn because he had to go plan the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no choice. So he left his wife alone for 5 weeks with a colicky baby, and she just delivered the baby. It was like a tough choice, and his wife was ticked at him. But he's like, do you want to eat? So yeah. He would come home on the weekends and try to help her out for the weekends. But he like just overextended himself so much because he was being pulled in so many directions.
Was that, did it come as a surprise to his wife? Because if it does, then there's something wrong there. She knew what she was signing up for, right?
It was like, I mean, I guess teachers could say that too. You try to plan your pregnancy around your occupation, which is kind of messed up.
Yeah, it is.
But they kind of try to do that. They didn't know their baby was going to be colicky. You know what I mean? You never know.
Right, right.
But in his case, or in our world, it's like, okay, you got to feed the family. But in Josh's world, because he's so stinking wealthy, a boatload of money, I don't know if there's as much pressure to, you know, just 100% focus on the job.
You can hire nannies. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What a complete and utter double standard, Andy, from the perspective of not being able to call his wife a rock star for allowing him to balance pro football and life, but yet making sure that the Bills are going to not have him be a letdown if he gives more time to his family. Like, that is a complete double standard for men's and women's life today, driven, I think, by weird political views.
Yeah, interesting.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, it is a, right, you're right. There's a high expectation that he has to perform, but yet there's also a high expectation for him to be a good dad. So he's caught in the middle, and I understand that. I just hate the word rock star. I just don't like that word just bothers me,
It's a compliment.
What if we were to think about the behavioral characteristics of what a great wife would do? What does that look like, and how is that different than a rock star?
Yeah, but she has a really successful career, too. So she's pretty much has to put her career on hold. Whose career has to be put on hold?
No, you don't. You work it into your life because they made a choice to have a baby and get married and choose the lives.
Yeah, but she can't be on the red carpet when she just had a baby and her husband has to be at a press conference.
Life's difficult.
She can't. Somebody's got to give. Somebody's got to give, without a doubt. One of you has to give in a little bit with your career. You have to take the foot off the gas a little bit. Who's that going to be?
So they both could be rock stars.
Yeah.
Not your word.
Yeah.
it's that word.
It's not so binary as you make it, right? It's not like one has to lose and one has to win.
Well,
I think they are all working their, you know, doing their thing.
I wouldn't use the word lose and win. It's not losing and winning. It's somebody has to take their foot off the gas. In your relationship, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, in your relationship, honestly now, when you guys had kids, who took the foot off the gas a little bit with their career as far as moving up the ladder?
We both did, actually. Mm-hmm. We both took some time and were able to balance it because we're in education. So it was a little bit different. But sometimes when that money comes in a different way, and there's a professional life and then there's an NFL player life, that balance may look a little bit different, not necessarily meaning anybody else carries less weight in a relationship.
Right.
I think that's what's wrong again with today's marriage and the divorce rates being so high, is that we're putting such an emphasis on new roles versus old roles and empowering people versus just let people balance their lives the way that they think they need to without judgment.
Right. Yeah.
Would you be upset if he missed out on some of these optional things because he wants to tend to his baby? Are you a big Bills fan?
Yeah, I follow the NFL. I follow the Bills. But, I mean, it's not uncommon for all men that are professional athletes to see a little bit of dip in their performance when they start that family because they're learning that balance, just like everybody else is.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I think some professional golfers went through the same thing. I think Rory McIlroy went through the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty common.
Yeah, yeah. And that's life, right? Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. It's coming up on 7:20 now on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. Jerker Justified's on the way. I have a boatload of great giveaways, tickets to concerts, and Lou Gramm and Del Lago and all kinds of stuff coming up this morning for you.
Yeah, the M80s. Yeah. Okay, here's the little teasy tease that you have to judge Jerker Justified. Quitting the job, not how you quit the job, but when is what's up for debate.
All right, stay there. Do it next.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so this is about quitting a job, but it's not how you quit the job. It's when is up for debate. How much time needs to pass before, after you get fully trained, before you can quit? So there's a person I know that just started a new job, did all the onboarding. And, you know, sometimes that onboarding takes forever. All those training and all those whatever, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I remember my wife's, the job before this one she had, it was like weeks.
It is, yeah. Right.
It was like like 2 weeks, and then
sexual harassment video you got to try. That alone is like an hour. Anyhow, okay, so you do all, they did all the completing of the onboarding and the training. Finally, now, officially, you start working. Within a week, quits. Oh, you can't quit after all that, and you're already, it doesn't feel like the right fit. I'm like, oh my God, you're not even a full week into the job. How do you know if it's not the right fit?
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. We're on Jerker Justified, and you tell me, what do you think?
Hey, it's Bill DeBear Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So all this onboarding, all this training, you know, what do you think? Then he quits.
You know what? Without all knowing all the facts, I would say it's justified because something doesn't feel right to him.
Yeah.
You know, there could be a vibe. And is Sandy there with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandy,
you're not a rock star, but you're a really good bass player or a really good harp player.
I hate that. It's my pet peeve of a word.
It
just might be a mean thing, but. Build-A-Bear Joe, you are a rock star.
You are a rock star, dude. All right, thanks, Jerky Justified. Oh, your first call through, by the way. Got a pair of tickets to go see M80s at Del Lago. This band, these guys, I hosted this show last year. It was so much fun. It is going to be, it's the world's largest 80s party at Del Lago Resort and Casino. Friday, a week from Friday. Must be 21 or over to attend a show at the Vine Showroom. Tickets are available at DelLagoResort.com, but you got a pair. Hold the line, bro. Hold on. Okay. And this one right here. Hi, Buzz. Good morning. Is this guy Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Yeah. I'm feeling
that,
too.
Life is too short to work at a job you hate. Justified.
Yeah, but how do you know you really hate the job when you're not even a full week into it?
You know, happiness is more important. If I'm miserable, I'm out.
You know, it's funny. I think more and more people have this, I don't know if you'd call it a new attitude towards everything in life. If it doesn't feel right, just you're done.
I question, how do you know what feels right after barely a week?
You know when you know.
Yeah,
you
just
know.
What else?
I mean, I personally, it's crazy. The world's crazy right now, so don't be miserable.
Yeah. Best to be happy first and then struggle.
So
I think it's the old school method of thinking about things. You know, you do one job, you stick with it, and that's it, whether you hate it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not anymore. Thank you. Bye. What do you
think? All right, we have.
What's your angle? I want to hear what
you can
saying.
You can leave us a message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, or on 98.9 The Buzz. That's how you reach out to us on socials. And I know we have voice messages coming in, but.
We do.
Justified just came in. If I realize during training that the job is not what was promised or not a fit, I'm not going to waste my time or theirs. Better to leave right away than stick around. But see, here's the thing. They're saying during training, you get a vibe of what the job is going to be. So why would you finish all the training and onboarding and then quit? Like, wouldn't you quit, like, before you get too deep into the training?
Oh, you probably get lunch. So you don't want to pass up the free lunch when you're training. Then you can know.
If I owned a company and we did all that, I mean, that.
Well, let's check this voice message here. Hold on a second.
It's a jerk move because you've wasted the company's time and money for you to do the training and get hired.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I say too.
So you think it's a jerk move?
Well, I kind of feel like just tough it out a little bit. Like everything's going to, the first few months is going to be uncomfortable and you're going to hate it probably because you're learning something new. It's not going to be like, woo, this is great. It's not until you get into your groove and it becomes second nature do you like, oh yeah, I like it.
I mean, when you first think that I want this specific job and then you work toward it and you get it and you train at it and it just there. I mean, I think more and more people have this heightened intuition these days that it just doesn't feel right.
No, I think nobody has the patience anymore to tough it out. Yeah. You're just so quick. It's like the social media algorithm has made us all so like if I am not instantly gratified by this job on day one, I'm out.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk and Justified.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good. So I think it's justified.
Okay.
I've unfortunately worked a few different jobs. During training, they put on a facade. Unfortunately, sometimes it's really good. And once you actually start doing the job, that's when they show their true colors. I've had some that turns into micromanaging.
Yeah.
I've had some that turns into, yeah, I don't care what you have going on. You're here.
Yeah.
Shift ends at this time.
Yeah. See, it's a honeymoon. And then all of a sudden the honeymoon's over. You're back. And, you know, all of a sudden it's like, ew.
Still, where are you going? Like people complain about, I don't have enough money because it's so stinking expensive to live nowadays to even breathe. Just take a job. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Just I do agree with that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to... You're not going to find that perfect
job. Suck it
job.
Up, buttercup.
Life is, well, life isn't going to be all fun all the time. And everyone's going to have a crazy, horrible micromanager of a boss, but maybe you could outlive the boss.
Maybe you could take his job.
Be the boss. Yes.
You're so funny.
Yes.
All right. So you say justified then, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right.
Call anytime. Where are we?
3-vote difference. The verdict is.
The verdict is. Justified.
Justified.
Hey now, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. I'm so happy. We got all these tickets to give away, and we're going to play a little fun game with her. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Wow. Perky. How are you? Who's this?
I'm Girly. My name's Wendy.
Hello, Wendy. We're going to play How Does the Story End?
Yes. And you get to choose what tickets you want, M80s or Lou Gramm. Which
yeah,
is-
or Hairball, Balls to the Wall Tour. Yeah. All right.
Man, that's a real... That's all a right. tough choice.
Okay, let's do this first. Let's do the story, and you have to try to figure out how the story actually ends.
Yes. Okay, and this is a true story, obviously. This is a real story that I found on social from Rochester. Uh-huh. And this infuriated so many people. And people who work in retail specifically say it happens surprisingly way too often.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Okay, go.
Over this past weekend, someone caught on video in the Eastview Mall parking lot, a woman, late teens, early 20s, carrying a Victoria's Secret bag in one hand and a bottled soft drink in the other. She walks up to the passenger side car door, like, you know, opens it up, reaches in and pulls out... How does the story end?
Oh, my God. That's so vague. All right.
I know, but get creative. What do you think she reached and pulled out, and what then happened?
Wow. What do you think?
The Victoria's Secret bag itself?
I was just trying to paint the picture. She had a Victoria's Secret bag in one hand.
Uh-huh.
She's in the East Street Mall parking lot.
Uh-huh.
In the other hand, a bottled soft drink.
Uh-huh.
Opened the passenger car door, reaches in.
And pulls something out of the car?
And then something happens.
Okay, what?
Her dog jumps out of the car that she left in the car while she was shopping.
Oh!
That she shouldn't have had in the car because it was too warm on Saturday.
Ah.
That's a good guess.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
That's okay.
And
Scotty?
Because you said people were infuriated by this?
Yes. A lot of people get mad about this.
Okay, yep. Wendy, you're onto something. Get mad about this. What's that?
Yes.
Pulled out...
Yes.
A bag of fast food that she had eaten and as trash and threw it in the parking lot.
Oh,
no. Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, so you're both locking in your answers?
I guess. Wendy, is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. It was too warm on Saturday to leave a dog in a car.
Okay, all right.
Okay, how does the story end?
How does
she reached in, pulled out what looks like a Starbucks cup, throws it, reaches back in, pulls out more garbage, tosses it towards the back of her vehicle, gets in the car, drives away.
Oh, my God.
Scott,
oh my God.
You were right.
I can't believe I nailed that.
You were right.
Good job, Scotty.
I had no idea.
She was just dumping trash. Just carefree, no big deal. This parking lot is my garbage can.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that would infuriate me.
And the comments that came in were shocking. One person wrote, I'm a former Walmart worker. Used to see full-on old car seats left behind because they got new ones and switched the old one in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
Once saw someone stopped at a red light, opened the door, dropped 2 used diapers on the street in front of everybody.
That's disgusting.
Two.
That brings a lot of questions when you have 2 diapers that you're throwing out.
But you know what a lot of people said? A handful of comments said she must have learned it from her mother.
What?
And I took offense to that. I'm like, wait a minute. Where's dad? What do you mean? Why mom? Why are we learning it from mom?
Some people don't have dads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wendy, you are now in luck. You have a choice of going to the M80s, world's largest 80s party, Friday the 1st, Hardball or Hairball, Balls to the Wall Tour at Del Lago on May 2nd, or Lou Gramm's Kodak Center performance coming up in December. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Totally tough. I'm going to have to go with Hairball just because I know Patrick from L.A. Uh-huh. And he opened for Molly Gunner at the Whiskey a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Look at your name dropping.
Look at you. Wendy's a groupie.
They're a band from Rochester that I helped get on the radio. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool, Wendy.
With Haley.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're in. You're going to see Hairball, Balls to the Wall Tour on May 2nd. Awesome. It's a week from Saturday. Congratulations. Thanks for playing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the Buzz.
Okay, so it's prom season now. There's a lot of schools that have already, like this past weekend, I saw a lot of pictures of proms, and it's coming up, right? Full speed ahead. My 16-year-old and I are at odds about prom.
Uh-oh.
In my opinion, I think she wants to prom it the wrong way.
98.9 The Buzz.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Prom season!
It is!
God, again! Oh, no!
Stress of prom season. What was the biggest stress for you? 818-2899. If you have someone going to prom, or you yourself thinking back to your prom days. This one thing, my daughter and I are at odds, and she, like, I am trying to find someone to agree with me, but I honestly thought this is the best way to prom. But I can't freaking find anyone to agree with me, not even my own husband. It makes zero sense.
You think I'm going to agree with you?
Well, I know. No, actually, I think you will.
Okay.
I thought this was like common knowledge.
I asked you before, who's going to prom, you or your daughter?
I would love to go with my daughter, but she's just going. No, she's going. Okay, junior prom, which I will be completely 100% honest.
Good.
I am in denial. I keep forgetting that it's her prom because she's still three in my eyes.
Oh, yes, right.
I don't know what it is about this one. It's my last one, and maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come to terms with she is a junior, and this is what is now happening in her life. a car, prom, looking for colleges.
Sure, it's all happening.
So she is like, oh, I got to find, like last night, she was like, oh, I gotta look for someone to go with me to prom.
Mm-hmm.
I go, don't find a date. She's not dating anyone. Okay. She doesn't have a boyfriend.
All right.
So I'm like, just go with friends. That's the best way to prom. You'll have more fun if you go with a group of friends than you would if you find someone to go with a date.
Is that what you did?
No, I found a date and I wish I just went with a group of friends.
Tell me more.
No, let's not focus on me.
No, I want to know. Yeah, no, tell me what happened with you, because it could reflect on how you approach her.
Well, the first one was my best friend, and we both agreed. He was a guy, and we both agreed if we don't have a prom date by X date, then we're going together. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, within the time of that saying, yes, we're going to go together, and when prom happened, he started dating my best friend. So now...
So it was a threesome?
Right. So she's going with someone else. I'm with him. We're at prom. Of course he doesn't want to be with me. He's dating her.
Oh, my God.
So then I was left, like, with her date. And we're all friends, so it was okay. But it was like, I'd rather just be free. You want to be free at prom. You don't want to be committed to someone else.
Okay. That's because of what happened to you. Now, what's prom for?
I don't know.
Why do we prom?
To spend a lot of money on a stupid dance.
No, really. Why does anybody? Why do we prom? 818-2899. I don't want to steer this anywhere else where you want to go, but I believe isn't a prom like when the two ways I approach it is maybe you're dating someone or someone kind of wants to date you, and this is your, like your first date, and that's how I look.
Your
at prom.
First date.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
well, then what if you're not dating? So it's only for dating people?
So what is she going to do? Go look for single guys at the prom?
Yes. She's like, oh, maybe I'll ask. I'm like, you're not even best friends with them. Why are you asking them? I just want to go with a date for the pictures. For the pictures.
Absolutely.
I'm like, just pick some rando guy for a picture.
Yeah.
Like, Scott, will you go with my daughter just for a picture?
No. you see what I'm getting at? Why would you go with a gaggle of girls and stand in the corner and just wonder what happened? Like, this is a bad idea. How's your husband feel? What does he say?
No, he thinks it's more special when you go with someone.
Yeah,
I didn't think he would say that. Elizabeth Phillips just texted us and said, friends all the way.
Really?
Yes, thank you. Elizabeth understands me. You don't have to entertain that person. You're not like, all of a sudden when you go with a date, you feel like you have to hang out with them, even though you want to just be dancing with all your girlfriends because they're better at dancing. I don't even know. Do kids even dance anymore at these proms? I don't even know. I could be totally dating myself. What do you do at a prom nowadays?
Oh, God. It's not the prom. It's the after party.
Oh, I don't know if she's allowed to go to an after party.
Oh, Sandy, come on. You got to let her do that. She's going with her friends, and they're going to the after party. Well, you tell her to come home. Sorry.
You hear those stories about the after party.
Yeah, I'm going to get a grandkid. Yay. Listen, you know, it's like, you're going to turn into a pumpkin.
We're not doing sleepover after parties. Definitely not. I mean, I'm a goody-goody, and
Is there one in the making? Is there one being talked about?
Actually, she has not brought that up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. She'll probably surprise. She probably did tell me. And again, I'm in such denial, I'm not even listening. Messages are coming in on 98.9 The Buzz. Prom with a date is overrated. Thank you. You spend your whole night worrying about if they're having fun instead of actually having fun. See?
I don't know. Maybe proms are simpler. I went to the prom. I brought Renee. I remember her name was Renee. And we had best time. We played. It was fun. It was we danced, we played, we pretended we're dating.
What do you mean played?
You know, we just like pretended like we're dating and we're being elegant and we're being classy and having fun, all dressed up. I have a tux on, you know. It was just like kind of fun. Just to like almost like play date, almost like.
Do you have, so you're saying you have better, stronger memories if you go with someone than you would if you're just going with a group of friends?
Yeah, because it's not just what the dance is. It's the getting ready for it, anticipating going with someone that you know you're going to go with, and seeing them all dressed up when you go to their house and you meet their parents, and then you get the pictures taken and everybody's happy and grandma's in the yard taking pictures and it's all.
Yeah,
that.
But you're painting the picture of if you like that person, like physically attracted to. I mean it like that way.
Yeah.
Because I just went with friends, so I didn't have that feeling. I didn't have the, ooh, he looks so handsome. I just said, okay, come on, let's go. let's go.
That's too bad. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
When the moon hits your eyes like a great pizza pie, that's amore.
It's amore.
All right, thank you. It's going to be ultimately up to her, right?
Did you just hang up on the dude who's serenading us?
He's actually the band that's playing.
Spazano and Sandy.
Big up to Karen Switzer. Won those tickets to the M80s, so I still have tickets to Lou Gramm to give away for December. Isn't that crazy? Sandy,
gosh,
nine to buzz.
We have so many tickets.
Yeah,
I love it
so
much.
It's like we just like binge ate like entire concerts.
It is almost like the all you can win tickets.
I know. So between now and the top. Like 15 minutes left to give them away. So
the fans have spoken and Red Lobster is listening. Endless shrimp promotion is back.
It's back. Yay.
Not endless concert tickets. Endless shrimp promotion is back, even though it was a big part of what drove the company to bankruptcy.
Oh, there you go.
The promotion caused about $11 million in loss in just one quarter.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
I didn't realize that. $11 million in just one quarter because of the all-you-can-eat trip.
Okay.
Or endless shrimp or whatever they call it.
Yeah, endless. Can I make a confession? I've been to Red Lobster once in my life. Can you believe that?
Just once?
No.
Oh, my God. That was my go-to place. My parents were like, for my birthday only is the only time we went out to eat. Ooh. It was either Red Lobster or Runs on the Ridge.
Hey, big spenders there.
And so, I would go Red Lobster. It's all fancy.
Is this a thing they did forever? Or they just did it once?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. It was originally priced at $20 for unlimited shrimp,
right?
Which turned out to be way too cheap. Even after raising the price to $25, it still didn't fix the losses.
Ooh.
People just ate way more shrimp than the company had expected. So when the current Red Lobster CEO took over, he said, no way are we doing this.
Yeah.
Because, this is his quote, because I know how to do math.
The last
that was
didn't.
His quote, yeah. But it appears that now he's willing to give it another shot because people are asking for it. And it was like a fixture of their history, of like people knew Red Lobster for that promotion.
So this is what they did, or they just did it once and it killed them?
They would always have this. The endless shrimp promotion was like the staple of Red Lobster.
Was their benchmark?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I don't know how many years. I thought I saw somewhere 20 years, but that can't be right.
Okay.
I don't know. But it was like that was their go-to promotion, took the company down. The CEO says, we're not doing that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, so many people are like, please, please, please. That's what we loved most about Red Lobster.
So how much is it now?
So I'm going to start it back up. It started yesterday.
Okay.
$24.99.
Oh.
A person.
I thought he knows how to do math.
So it just says limited time only.
Okay. Not all the time. I see. Gotcha.
But it's just like very, very vague of what that even means, limited time only. Does it mean until all of a sudden the finance people are freaking out in the hallways of Red Lobster saying, stop, stop?
Or is
this almost like a strategy, like a fear of missing out tactic where it will get in the restaurant now and then, I don't know.
Did they redo all the Red Lobsters or the ones that are left? Did they fix them all up and stuff? Relaunch them, rebrand it and stuff?
I'm not sure. I remember they were doing like a auction sale for the ones that were closing.
Yeah.
You can buy pieces of Red Lobster. And I'm trying to even think, the Red Lobster on Ridge Road, is it open? I mean, it looks like it's open, but I thought that was one of the ones that closed. But now I'm not sure.
See, it's not my world. I don't know. I'd go again. I'd try the endless shrimp. I'd give it a shot. figuring out no kitchen right now.
Here's the question.
What?
You know how when you get those, like, all-you-can-eat buffets and the endless shrimp or whatever, you feel like you need to really take advantage of that. You need to get your money's
worth. Get your $25 worth.
And you will get more than what you really feel like you can eat. Your eyes are wider than, bigger than your stomach. And you don't feel any guilt leaving food on the plate because you're like, hey, I paid for it. It's all you can eat. I'm good. Now, knowing that this is what took the company down, will you be more like aware of how much you get, or will you still overdo it as far as filling up your plate?
I don't waste food. So I'm not, I don't know. I wouldn't overdo it just to stick it to the man to hurt the company.
I don't think anyone does it intentionally to stick it to the man. I think you've never done a buffet where you get so much, you're like, hey, I'm just going to get it just because I can. And then you end up being too full to finish your plate.
No, I get it. Then I go up and get more. Then I'm to go up and get more, and then I'm done. I don't have any.
How many rounds is too many before it stops being enjoyable and you look like a crazy person?
You know the Brazilian steakhouse vibe where you go and you pay one price and get all the meat you want and they come around with the sabers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Same kind
good.
Of thing.
Yeah. So do you ask for more meat than you really can handle?
No, but I just overeat. That's the thing. Because when they come by, they just give you a couple of pieces. You know, you can't stock up and walk away. But you do screw yourself if you go up to their giant salad bar thing, because there's like everything on there except the meat. You get all that, and all of a sudden you're full. And they come by with the sabers. You're like, oh, I'm full.
Yeah, you stuff yourself. You're like, it feels good to not be able to breathe. That feeling of being too full.
Yeah.
Can't move.
Do you go to a place like that purposely and not eat breakfast and lunch and just wait till dinner and just go and give that?
Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. What's the one holiday or the one time that you overdo it? You know you overdo it, but you give yourself permission overdo it.
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving, of course. Of course, Thanksgiving, of course.
Yeah, holidays.
Birthday, missed it.
No, I wouldn't even say. I wouldn't even say no. Like scenario, is it an all you can eat? Is it a holiday? Is it birthday, weddings? What is it for you?
No, usually it's a holiday that I'll overeat.
I wouldn't even say it's Thanksgiving for me. It's Christmas.
Really?
Cookies. Christmas cookies is when I allow myself to overdo it, gain a bunch of weight, and then work the rest of the year trying to work it off.
I love it. It's time to say hello. It's time to win the Lou Gramm tickets, 818-2899. Lou Gramm is coming. I have to make sure I read this correctly, Sandra, so give me one second. I is just over here. I guess there's a show coming in December, and the show is going to be in December 12th, and tickets go on sale this Friday for Lou Gramm playing at Kodak Center. This is big, man. He's our hometown hero, our jukebox hero from Rochester. 818-2899 is the number. Let's take the 8th call. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see the legend Lou Gramm right now. 818-2899. That's crazy today. Guess what? We get to do this all again tomorrow with a zillion tickets.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
And if you missed anything today, the best way to do anything like this is to go check out our podcast.
Yeah, anywhere you listen to podcasts, just search out The Breakfast Buzz. Probably easier to spell than Spisano and Sandy, but whatever works for you. And if you see anything good, jerk or justified, you can always reach out to us on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, or the free Audacy app, AUDACY. There's a way you can leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you listening all of these years, but it is time to say, we out.
We out, like your appetite after all you can eat shrimp.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right. Okay, see you, bye.
Bye, peepees.
Call now for those tickets.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.